The E-Learning Lingo Podcast.
The E-Learning Lingo Podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to the third edition of the E-Learning Lingo Podcast series. My name is Mary Kay LaFerno. I'm the Marketing Director here at CyberWorks, and I'm your host today. CyberWorks has created the E-Learning Lingo Podcast as a free service to academia and the e-learning industry at large. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast is a forum to inform, reach out, and encourage discussion with students, teachers, academics, professionals, and industry personnel by providing information on the concepts used within the discipline of e-learning and web-based training. When you talk with a training manager or somebody in the e-learning industry, you may find that they use a lot of different terms or jargon. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast series will focus on various terms used in the e-learning industry and show how they're used. Each week, the podcast will feature one or two terms that relate to e-learning, performance management, and human capital management. The audio file for each podcast will be posted on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog, along with an accompanying transcript of the show. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog allows listeners to comment on each episode in three different ways. Listeners may post comments on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog. The blog also uses MyChingo, a web-based voicemail for listeners to leave feedback on each show. And if listeners wish to call in and leave feedback instead of posting feedback on the blog or leaving it through the web-based voicemail, there will be a call-in line where you can leave your message about each show. The number is 206-350-8757. The E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog is located at www.bogs-learningchronicle.typad.com/elearning_lingo_podcast. Last week, Dave Powell, our CyberWorks documentarian, talked about a term used in learning theory, cognitive flexible theory. This week, he will be talking about a term used in performance management and human capital management, the balanced scorecard. So I ask you, do you know your e-learning lingo? Hi, Dave. What is a balanced scorecard?
The concept was developed in the early 1990s by doctors Robert Kaplan, Harvard Business School, and David Norton. A balanced scorecard is a framework for describing organizational strategies using linked performance measures in four areas: financial, customer, internal process, and employee learning and growth. A balanced scorecard acts as a measurement system, strategic management system, and communication tool, as a rubric or protocol for measuring and managing employee performance. Obviously, the piece that applies to e-learning is the employee learning and growth section. Many organizations use learning management systems and competency management tools to track this type of information. I will be talking about learning management systems and competency management in upcoming podcasts. For more information about balanced scorecards, you can go to www.balancedscorecard.org/basics/bsc1.html and www.balancedscorecard.org.
Great information. Don't forget, Dave has posted about himself on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog, so check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure. Talk with you soon.
This is Mary Kay LaFerno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to the third episode of the E-Learning Lingo Podcast. This week, Dave Powell talked about balanced scorecards. The episode 3 podcast audio and transcript will be posted on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast blog. Please feel free to join the discussion by leaving us your comments by phone, web-based voicemail, or blog posting. We look forward to hearing from you. Next time on the E-Learning Lingo Podcast, we will talk about a term used in e-learning development. Until then, have an awesome week.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.